was Dave Krieger. I was just joking about Moss yesterday. It's all right. You know, we had three guys that we felt very comfortable with the 21st pick, and two of those guys were gone. If any of the three were there, we're going to stay at our pick. And two of those guys had already been taken, so that's one of the reasons why we moved up. And feel very good about Jarvis. We think he can add some speed to our defense with the type of size and wingspan that he has and speed. I think he'll be a good addition to what we've been doing. Well, you know, you never know. I mean, you can wait sometimes and guess, but like I said, we had a game plan that we had three guys there. And if we were hoping that two of the guys were going to be there and we could get two, you know, both of those guys. But you never know on draft day, you know, what's going to happen. When Justin Harrell went to Green Bay, that's when we stepped up and decided that, you know, make a move and get the guy that we thought would help us on our defense and was worthy of that 21st pick. Oh, I'm not going to go through that. He was one of the three guys, yeah.
How long did it take to work out the deal with that?
We had talked to him earlier in the week that if our guy was there, if they would entertain the possibility of a trade, and they said they would. And you talk to a lot of people, you know, before the draft, and some people entertain moving, other people want to stay pat. And obviously, they got an extra couple picks, and hopefully they'll get the guy that they want. Yeah, it's very generic. You know, it all depends on how bad you want somebody, depending on how many draft picks you'll give up or obviously the spot in the draft. But we thought it was good for both football teams, and hopefully we get the guy that can put some pressure on that quarterback for years to come. Well, the guy's got speed. Anytime you're 6'6 and a half or 6'6, you know, three quarters thereabouts, and you know, you've got the type of speed that he has, you know, you got a chance to put pressure on the quarterback, and he's been very consistent doing that. For the first 2 years, he had staph infection, hasn't been able to kind of get in the shape that he normally would get in, and they finally corrected that and played extremely well his junior year. So we think there's a big upside there. I really believe if he would have played another year, he would have been a top six or seven in the draft, you know, with the improvement that he's made over the last year. So hopefully that works out that way. I'm not really worried about the weight. You know, when I had Charles Haley at San Francisco, and he was 230, 232, somewhere in that area. Jason Taylor's not playing too bad. He's about 235. So, you know, weight's not the key. You got to have that speed and quickness, and we're hoping he can obviously play like those guys played. Pretty good. You know, it's always a work in progress. Anytime you go to a different scheme, it's going to take some time, you know, the running game. But you can teach that. What you can't teach is the ability to rush the passer. Not really. You know, usually in the first 15, 20 picks, it's usually pretty close. You know, where the differences of opinion come are within the next 20 picks. But usually most of the defensive players are gone in the first day, you know, over the years. And you get some value on offensive players in the later rounds. But that's been my experience through the years.
Are you surprised that Brady went so high in the draft?
Yeah, I really am. I think everybody's a little surprised. But it's once you know, pass that first 8 or 9 or 9 or 10, you knew there was going to be a fall because people just don't need quarterbacks at that position. Yeah, there's no problem there. Obviously, we checked that out thoroughly.
Is he a player you think could start his rookie year?
Well, you're always, you know he can help you on third down situations, second and long. You know, anytime you get a guy that can rush a quarterback, you know he can play in those long yard situations. I think the question was mentioned, can he play the run? That determines on how much he does play. But we'd like the way he played at Florida, both in the run and the pass, and hopefully he can add some depth to our football team.